Hello and welcome to Shoes Off No Cap, a podcast where we talk about all things dance. Today we're chatting with Jin Liang, better known as JL. He is an awesome freestyler, instructor, choreographer, and the studio manager of Mustang Dance Academy. He has won a few battles in the past, including What's Up Doc Volume 2 Hip Hop Crew Battle and the Zone Open Style 2019. He's definitely one to watch out for because I think he's just getting started. If you see JL freestyle, you'd realize that his flavor is so unique and he always has a message to give to the audience. So we wanted to know more about his experience and what freestyling is really all about. Without further ado, please sit back, relax, and let's dive deep into the art of freestyle with No Cap.
Hello, JL. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm JL.
I miss you so much, by the way.
Oh, I miss you all too much.
Oh, too much. All right. So, JL, people might know you as the guy at the Mustang Dance Academy front desk. People might also know you as that guy who freestyles amazingly like a god out there. People might also know you as the guy who's always friendly and smiling everywhere at Mustang Dance Academy. So can you tell us when and how did you start dancing, man?
Oh, actually, I was 10 years old. So before that, I was into this TV show, which is called Battleground. And I saw one of the team was Mustang Crew. And the other crews are Cartoon Network and stuff. But then that was one time I saw a dance studio. It was a ballet studio. Oh. So it was called the William and Louisa something in Strip Darling. And then I just told my mom, I want to go dance. And then I just went there. It wasn't like a hip hop class. It was just in general dance, like for street dance, but it was just once a week, like a class thing. So I wasn't really like committed into it. I was just going there every week just for classes. And then about 2 years, then I just stopped back in high school because I moved from Strip Darling to Kuchanama. So when I was finished school there, I just going back home. And then I just saw this shop lot at the second floor. So I saw, wow, it's Mustang Crew, that crew that got onto the TV show. I was like so excited. I was 15 years old. And then I was we were passing by because my mom was pestering me. So I was like, mom, I want to join this. I want to go dance class with this. Because at that time back, I was 10 years old. There isn't any like hip hop popping, locking. It was just a hip hop class. So this year class, this teacher, he will teach very in general, like breaking like these groove things. But I wasn't really know like what was it all about. That time, I saw the banner like was hung by the Mustang, outside the Mustang, the shop lot. So I saw the locking, popping class, hip hop class. I was like, wow. Is that a thing? And then I was like, damn, I want to join this. I want to learn properly, like each style, things like that. I didn't even have any idea of what's locking, popping, hip hop and all the street styles. So I told my mom, I want to go join this dance studio. I want to go dance. I want to learn dance properly. So the next year, which is I was 16 years old, I had not like really, really good exam result, but it was okay. And then my mom was like, okay, then I bring you go. Then I was just going there. And then this is the time where I met Marvin. He was he was at the front desk. And then he explained all the styles like in general. So that's how I started. And also during that time, I think my high school time was contributing a lot to my dance experience because most of my high school time are filled with all the dancing show performance in school, in class, and also in Mustang. Yeah, and that's how kept me going until now. Oh yeah, and also when the first time I stepped into Mustang, my mom said, why this place so gangster one? Because you know, like street style, a lot of graffiti and things like that. Wow, gangster, I'm scared. I was like, okay. And then when I first stepped into it, actually the first person I saw was Simon teaching the class, which is now known as
Tristan.
Do you remember the first ever class you took in Mustang?
No, I forgot. I knew it was hip hop class or popping class. Oh yeah, one thing about that is I took unlimited, so I joined almost every classes, like female, hip hop female classes, like girls choreography, like almost every classes. I was like really passionate. I don't know why. I still didn't know like how I got into there, but then it happens.
Around what year was this?
2014. Yes, 2014. Mm-hmm. That was the year I started to really know about dance things like street dance and how I got into street dancing in Malaysia.
Wait, that means your mom supported you to go into this dance studio and take unlimited pass?
Yeah, I wasn't come from a very wealthy family. So it was kind of like an extra fees to pay. But my mom has fully supported me, like fetching me back and forth. And thing is, there are times that I will hanging at the studio almost like midnight, like ciphering with my friends. Mm-hmm. And still she will fetch me like after late night. Aww. So yeah, big thanks to mom. I appreciate that.
I see. Yeah. Did she continue supporting you all the way until you decided to make it like your career?
Oh yeah, about this, there was one point in my life I felt like I want to be a dancer. It's very cliche to say that, but I wanted to be a dancer. Like that time I went to this competition, I won a champion. It was like a big thing to me because it was my first ever outside competition other than Mustang. I felt like it was kind of like luck because I was really in the mood on that day. So that day I won the champion. So I got like 500 ringgit cash prize. So it was a big thing to me. And I came home, I gave this 500 ringgit to my mom and I said, I chose this path. And even if I have to crawl my way up, I will do that. So don't worry about me. Wow. So I said that. And then after that, because before that, even my mom spotted me, but she was like, keep nagging, like only can be a hobby lah. It's just a hobby. Be la, can do other things la, things like that. So I was like kind of annoyed because I was so sure that I'm just gonna make something out of it, like with my own persistency and stuff like that. So I did that, and after that my mom stopped nagging me. And there was the time that I started even be more active in the dancing. Yeah,
I really like that sentence that you said to your mom, you know, like, this is what I want to do. Even if I have to crawl, I will still move forward with it. I want that on a t-shirt, you know, seriously.
Oh, shit.
That's a really good line, you know, like if I were to like make a drama or a series or a movie or whatever, that is going to be in there.
Well, yeah, I really admire you that you like, you were so sure that you want to just do dance.
Yeah, I mean, I was really active in everything. I like about everything during my childhood and my high school time. Because, you know, I played badminton, ping pong, like, you know, school sports. None of them like making me how I feel the same way to dance. When I got into a dance studio like Mustang, and when I started dance, and then I found it really, there's something in me told me that I want to learn more. I want to know about this. I want to know about how this culture thing works, even though I have no idea about it, but I just want to learn. I just want to play. I just want to have fun. I just want to do something about it. And that is the first time that I was so sure about doing one thing. So I will not let that go.
That's good that you listen to your gut feeling.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, that's me. Usually nothing can stop me from doing anything.
So like early on, did you like, you know, focus on hip hop, or, you know, you said like you joined many classes, right? Popping, hip hop and all that. Like, you know, eventually I think you go towards the hip hop route. Like, how did you manage to like decide that's what, where you want to go?
Okay, one thing about that is I don't decide, but I just purely did it just because I felt that way and I just want to do that. Okay, so I usually tell this to people, like, I didn't choose hip hop, but hip hop chose me. Because, you know, like out of so many things like badminton, ping pong or basketball or anything else in your life, why did this one thing happen to you but not the others? Because clearly it's not you choosing them, but one of them choose you. You know, like the first 2 years I was so into popping, like I was so
I remember you telling me so that much.
Yeah, and then after 2 years I was like, damn, hip hop was so cool. And then I was like, try hip hop. And then basically what I did was not popping, but I just freestyled to it, to different kind of genre of songs. I just tried everything, house or anything. I just tried to just dance. From there I realized that I didn't choose hip hop, but hip hop chose me. And it's not like a style, but it's, we often say that like it's a culture, but what exactly is that? Is, I think hip hop is a medium where you tell your story through your life, which is relates to you, and its core, it's aligned to what you think that life should be.
Can you just like give me an example of when you use hip hop to illustrate the story of your life? Just so that like, because some of our listeners, they might not be very familiar with hip hop dance or hip hop culture. So can you just like give us one example of when you use hip hop to illustrate the story of your life?
It's really hard to just get a word to describe and illustrate it. But if I really were to say, I would say it's about getting free. But it's very surface with this word because it's not just about getting free, because that's just one of the way you're doing it. But one thing about it is I like about Black culture, which is rap, and how did hip hop happen? So what really makes me keep on going and fall in love with this piece is because how they started. Like they throw a party and the block party, and how the DJ started to scratch the turntable. And that's really interesting to me. And I really like how they start the whole thing, and it became a lifestyle for this era, and it will be forever.
What would you say that you have one thing in common with the hip hop culture?
I would say in hip hop, because it's culture, it's not just a style. So to me, it's a lot of possibilities within it. And I felt like I live my whole life, there are like thousands, millions of possibilities, what I can be and who I can be, what would I be. I think that hit me with the culture, you know, like you never know what's going to happen next. But one thing you can make sure is you know what you want to do with this, with that, or anything else that you really want to do it or make it happen.
So you've been in with Mustang ever since like you started, and you're still with Mustang, right? When did you join them as like the studio manager / instructor?
So after SPM, I got my result. It was the next year. It was in March. So it's when we get our result, right? So after that result, I was with my ex. My ex was like going to this Methodist college, which is right opposite my high school, which is Kwan Ching High School. So I followed her to there, and then I was like, why not try out? And then I just called my mom. Mom, do you have 10K? I want to pay my fees for college. My mom was like, oh, okay. Just register and then enroll. I was like, okay. Then I just took A-level, and then I just started my A-level college life. I would say that 3 months is worth it because it makes me realize that what I truly want in my life. That 3 months, because usually in class, right? Even in high school, even though the teacher is like teaching and talking, speaking, I would just pop. I would just practice my pop. So my arm was so skinny. And then once I joined popping, I focused on popping dance, and my arm grew like
muscular.
Yeah, muscular. And then that's the time where I actually every day in class, I would just do pop. And then I remember there's one time my classmate was like, can you stop popping? I was like, no. Yeah. And then so that time I did the same in college because I just can't stop doing what I learn every day in studio. So usually I learn something in studio, and then the next day I'll just practice it no matter where I am or where I'm going to be and when is it. I just do it no matter like what the situation. I just do it like even though the tiniest thing I can do, I'll just do. So that time I really can't focus during class, because everything I see, I think, came across my mind is just dance. Everything I learned in studio, and I want to do something about dance. So when teacher is talking about business thoughts and things like that, I was like, okay. And then after I think 2 months time, I was having this thought that I want to drop out. So it was a really struggling decision because my friends are really pretty good in their studies. And I think 50% of them will just go overseas for study. And it's a thing among my communities, like my friends. So it was really struggling because it's a common thing. Oh, you don't study, then how are you going to work next time? You don't get a cert. While these thoughts started coming in, the other side of me was like, what? No. And I felt like, why do we need a cert? Because of work. Why we want to work? Because of money. Why we need money? Because of happiness. But to me, that time, I was thinking like, dance is happiness. So I can just directly get happiness. So I was like, I was so naive. And it's kind of surface, but I was so sure that I just want to dance. That's it. And because I was young, so I just felt like, why not give it a try? And to me, it's not just a try. I really wanted to make it happen. So, and then I dropped out. And then I remember the form, it asked me to fill up the reasons that why I dropped out. I just mentioned I have other plans.
Yeah, like a boss.
I thought you want to say I want to dance.
Yeah, I thought that too. You know, like the form, reasons for dropping out, reasons for withdrawing from the course. I want to dance.
After that, I started to freelance, you know, like get performing jobs. Not really that often, probably once a month for a performance job, like backup dancer or dancers. And also I was working as part-time event crew. And also I got into Mansion Mob kitchen crew. So I just went in and did the part-time. I remember that time when I was freelancing here and there. I remember that time I wasn't getting a lot of money because it was just part-time. You know, like you don't get a lot of money doing part-time. Like barely you can survive with that amount of money every month, like probably like 500 to 800 ringgit. But for me, I'm young man and I have no commitment. So it's kind of okay for me. And I remember that that time, even though I have only 100 ringgit left, I would just attend any event that possible for me to go for. So for example, if I have left with maybe 150 ringgit and I saw, oh, Sikawan got competition, the battle, then I'll just go for it. And that time is where the street dancing, every week there will be events, Saturday, Sunday, all packed. And then I went to every one of them every week, basically. And I remember weekdays I work kitchen crew and do some event job freelance. And then Saturday, Sunday, I would just spend all the money on the competition.
Damn, those were the times, man.
Yeah, and that's how I got into knowing more people in the street dancing from there. After like 8 months or almost a year, Marvin was like, one day he wanted to see me. Tristan had told me like they kind of need person to admin the studio with either. So I was like, okay, maybe I got this opportunity. So one day, Marvin just wanted to see me. We kind of like firm with the job thing. So that's just how I got into Mustang.
Nice. Which year was this?
2017 or 18. Yeah.
I just want to ask, right? Let's say if you could do it all over again, right? You know, like going into college again, would you still withdraw from the course? Like knowing that all you know right now about life as a dancer and the realities of being a dancer right now, like would you still make the same decision?
I would say maybe in a few years' time, I might go back to college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because one thing about funny thing is, once I got out of college life, I literally like thrown into this society. Found out that it's dance that brings me to the door of the whole world. It makes me realize that there isn't only dance in this world, but dance is one of the things that you can tell a story, you can share your story of your life. For example, I got into dance, right? So I got into a studio having a job. So from there, I got to know that's how business work or that's how studio work. And from there, I kind of like, damn, actually, I like this job. But most probably it's because it's dance job. I mean, like it's a dance studio, but it's really different from being an admin, like working as a counter. But then it for the dance. So I was really willingly and love to do it. And from there, I discovered more of myself, how to manage stuff, things like that. If I were to make the decision again, I would make the same decision no matter what. I would just drop out again. But then I will not stop improving myself, like learning new stuff. I might pick up what I've left with in my college, but I will not make the other decision if it happens again.
So you mentioned just now that you started off really, really into popping and then you went really deep into hip hop and it's kind of like one of your key styles of dance right now. We always associate you with freestyle as well when it comes to your dance, your hip hop dance as well. Can you just tell us a bit, what does freestyle mean to you?
To me, I don't really differentiate that much. I mean, it has to be, but to me, it's all about dance. Yes, definitely there is like freestyling and choreography. But to me, it's all dance. So to me, I would change a bit of that question to what dance means to me because it's the same to me. Yeah. To me, dance is how I share my story of my life. You know, like, why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why do you prefer to do this? Why do you like this groove? Why do you just groove to it that way? It's because that is how I do things in life, how I like things, how I don't like things, how I prefer my way, my life to be.
So it's like storytelling through movements, lah.
Yeah.
It's like how writers like me, I tell stories through words. You tell stories through movement.
You could have been like a director or a script writer or even like a novelist as well if you weren't a dancer, I think. Because that part of you that just wants to tell the story is just very, very strong.
Yeah, I think probably.
Right. I also want to know, because I used to teach choreography class, how that works. It's pretty simple. You know, you come up with a set and then we just relay that set in the class. We know that you teach freestyle class, you know, at Mustang Dance Academy. How does that work? You know, like what's the structure? Like how do you teach someone to dance freely?
So first thing first is I would suggest he or she to have some like very, very basic foundation first before I can enter the topic. Let's say he or she has foundation. So how I conduct my classes, because freestyle, it's not about how good you freestyle or how bad you freestyle. It's about the content. Why are you freestyling to only certain genre of songs or the music, or why do you like this music so much that you want to freestyle to it? Because it can relate to you. It tells story. It shares story, and for us to understand and to relate to you. To me, of course, there are ways to do that. So in my class, I'll be focusing on how you can do that. but it's not about what I can give you. You know, like what I can give you, you can go to technique classes. Let's say I'm teaching like hip hop classes. I'll be drilling more on techniques, foundation, the grooves, the vocab, skate, roll, wave, all these. But in freestyle class, I will teach you how to use that. You can just wave from right to left, right? But you can do more than that. So I'll be encouraging them to more into using different kind of ways, maybe direction, spot, energy, speed, timing, how you gonna like play with the music. How do you really feel towards music if you are like doing the same move again and again? But how do you make that difference?
You know, like watching you dance, I always feel like, oh, I should be able to do this way because he was able to take this and spin it his own way. So yeah, I mean, like watching JL dance is like, sorry, I always keep like praising you, but this is just like what I personally feel, man. So you don't feel shy, okay?
Which is true.
Yeah. I'm still learning, but thank you.
So yeah, just the act of like watching him dance, you know, like you can really learn things from it, you know, in a freestyle manner.
I have this like question because like in most battles, like I guess street dance battles, you see there's only like hip hop, popping, style, locking, crumping maybe. But like, I was wondering if it's okay, like during a battle, can you add any other elements like ballet, contemporary, or is it like strictly a no-no during a battle?
This depends on the battle category. So let's say if it's a whacking battle, takkan I go do hip hop dance.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but to me, if it's open style, I think in my opinion, I think it's fine to have your own flavor and your own content because it's open style. Mm. It's not under any category. So you can do that with anything as long as you know what you want to do there. You know what you are doing there. Even though you don't know, it's fine because, you know, it's experience. It's trying out things. So thing is, if it's under hip hop category, we have to go constantly improving our knowledge, like get to know what's hip hop. So what should be in your dance when you are doing that? So to me, it's not about like you do the skate roll thing, but that's the ways of doing it. But how are you going to present it? So the thing is, the foundation is not coming from how good your technique is, but how are you going to able to present that culture in your opinion? So for example, it's popping, then you know what you have to do with a popping category because it's a popping category. It's a popping battle. You have to do popping.
Yeah.
It's a hip hop category. You have to do hip hop.
So if it's open style, then how is it judged based on what usually?
Really depends on the judges, like how they judge. They are judging criteria. Like maybe there are judges that like your flavor, they will let you in or they will let you win, or they think that you really want it. They can see the fire in you. They want you, or your foundation is really good. They appreciate it. They want you. So it really depends on different judges on how they see dance. I wouldn't say there will be judges bias because to me, it's dance. It's really based on one's opinion. It doesn't really depends on, oh, your foundation is good, you should go in. To me, it's not that way. It's about at that moment, how well you present yourself. In your opinion, what's that culture about? You present it towards the music, the timing, the musicality, everything. It depends on the judges. So if it's come to open style, right, it really depends on judges, how they want to see it. If they don't understand your piece, then probably they wouldn't. But if you can make them appreciate you, then they will let you in, of course.
I wanted to ask, when you go in, let's say you go in the popping category. Yeah, I mean, like everybody does popping, you know, you have to show the popping foundation. And then how do you balance out showing your own style, your own flavor versus showing your foundation, you know?
In my opinion, it's not about balancing out, but it's because foundation, they are not, you know, you go to battle. Yes, you are good with foundation. That's good. That's one point. But the thing is, to me, when I go to battle, I go to dance or I go to cypher freestyle session, I basically just throw everything out in my mind, because to me, foundation is what you do every day. You committed into it and it's what you already know with your muscle memory in your mind. You know what to do already. So to me, foundation is more like the way of doing it, but the flavor, your style, it's how you're going to use it or do it and to present it in a whole complete story.
So like in other words, like you're saying that like, okay, a battle is kind of like an exam, you know? So you will do your foundation practice every day. That's a bit like you revising every day, you know? Like you will revise, you will do your footwork practice, your foundation practice. And then when you go to the battle, the song comes up, that's a question paper. And then you just boom, 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 everything that comes out from your mind, right? And then when you go choreo, it's a bit like doing a research paper, right? So you got time to like listen to the song, and then you got time to like investigate it and produce like your research work and have some peer review.
I'm on to something, right?
Yeah.
It just came to me like battling is just you throwing out what you got. Like if you don't have the foundations or you didn't develop it, then you really can't give much during a battle. So it's about just practicing like daily, as JL said, foundation is your daily thing. And then during a battle, you just like throw it out, hear the music, talk to the music.
To me, one thing I learned about battle is at that moment, what do you feel and how can you present it? And you are telling people that what do you feel at that very moment, so you don't know like what's gonna happen next. Even the song gonna just go like without rhythm, and what are you gonna do, you don't know yet, but that's the fun part of it.
I asked this one question before to you, JL, like what happens if you don't feel it?
So to me, it's a battle and you have to be out there. So even if you don't feel it, just tell them you don't feel it, but by doing your dance. So just be honest to yourself. Even if you don't feel it, I mean, if you lost the battle, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lost the battle, but doesn't mean you are not good in doing what you love to do. Because if you love to do this, it doesn't matter if you win or lose or how good you are, because you just purely like doing it. You love doing it. So to me, if I don't feel that song, right, I would just give up that round, but I will just try my best to tell what I feel at the moment.
You know, I understand that there are a lot of benefits to freestyle, and I've been learning dance from a lot of people over a few years already, and it all boils down to like, oh, you should freestyle. If not to show other people, then it is to just to show yourself so that you can explore more about your own movement and your own creativity and your different pathways. And, you know, there's a different word for it. It's called labbing, right? Am I getting this word right? You know,
More like experimental.
Yeah. More like experimenting.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Labbing.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Ignoring.
But the number one complaint of people, you know, choreo heads like me, is that like a lot of us, we just say that, you know, we can't freestyle. We're not good at freestyle, you know. So I just want to ask, is there a special art or skill to be really good at it? Like, do we have to change our mindsets, you know? For let's say I am a student, I really want to start freestyling. I know what the benefits are if I do start freestyling and what it will give for me and my dance, but I just don't know how to start. What can you, JL, tell people like me? What can we do to start freestyling?
To me, right, there are like few dancers that I really look up to. Two of them is Chris Martin and Larkin Point. But Larkin and Chris Martin is really good at both, because, you know, to me, I break it down to, you know, if you really want to start freestyling, the moment you don't differentiate these two for your dance definition, then it's a time where you actually can freestyle to it. Because if you differentiate like freestyle is freestyle, choreo is choreo, you will never get the idea of what dance is actually about.
Yeah.
So the difference between these two, it's just like, okay, for freestyle, it's what you tell story at that moment. What do you feel? Or how can you relate to that music? But for the other part of this dance, which is choreography, it's the same. What do you feel? But you choreo to it. You structure it in a perfect way. Mm. To you, it's a perfect way. You want to present it that way because that tells part of your life. So you do it beforehand and you make it happen. You perfect it. Freestyle, it doesn't matter if it's not perfect, because it's about what you feel at that moment. At that moment, what do you want to do? What you do? To me, if you really want to start like freestyling, which is you mostly did choreography, and if you don't feel comfortable, I would say try to get some tracks that you really like to listen to and you feel like grooving it. For example, like a song that you always groove to it. From there, you develop from your groove. And your groove, you might think that, okay, I can groove this way. Why not I can groove that way? So from there, you actually are starting to freestyling. Yeah. So everything starts small. It doesn't have to go big first, because it's a long process. For me, I would say don't differentiate too much. Of course, there is a fine line, but don't differentiate these two into two different things. But it's because it's both the same. It's dance. It's all just about dance.
I love your answers.
Yeah, man. I love them so much. Damn, knowledge, you know, drop in, ding, ding, ding.
Can I know what's the difference between freestyle and choreography to you, Diana?
Well, now you already answered it.
I mean, I want to know from you.
Okay.
Izaz, you're the next.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess my current perception is like choreography is like, you just create a routine to a song that you like. Like for me, like I feel the song and then there's some moves. Like I freestyle first, actually. So I get the groove.
Oh, that's good.
And then I'm like, okay, do I want to keep this groove or do I want to just let it go? So if I decide I want to keep this groove, then I work on it, and then it becomes a choreography. But if I don't, I just let it go. Then it's just a freestyle.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay,
this is just my personal answer. Like, it boils down to the energy. For freestyle, like, there's a lot of that spontaneous energy, like that feeling of, like you said just now, you know, not knowing where you might go. You know, like, to a lot of creatives like us, right? When we set out to do one thing, we just want to create something, you know, like, we don't even know how it's going to look like when it's finished, but we're just going to like make it up along as we go along the way. And to me, I feel like freestyle is a lot of that, using your past experiences or your past, you know, like all the foundation that you worked on, your past experiences to guide what you do at that present moment. For choreo, to me, it's a different kind of energy. It's more on contemplative. A lot more thought goes into it. Sometimes over the course of like many days, months, or even weeks for people when they choreograph huge sets or whatever. So yeah, that's, I mean, I could go on much longer about this, but this is a podcast focused on JL.
So I'm just going to keep it short.
Oh, and say it's that a mama difference.
I have a question, right, to all of you. Like, which one do you lean more towards? Freestyle or choreography? Or like, which one do you feel more comfortable doing?
60% of me is doing freestyling. I like freestyle, you know, you just at that moment, you don't know what you're going
to
do.
I like to think about things a bit more.
The thing is, I thought I like to think about stuff because I know I'm an overthinker, but the thing is, I'm lazy to keep choreography in my head.
Yeah, that same goes to me. Sometimes I hate choreography, man. I mean, like, I have to choreograph something. Oh my God. But I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, you always kanchong need to choreograph. Yeah.
Personally, I never stop choreographing. Like my brain's always choreographing something.
Do you like remember it? Is that like, do you just keep it in your memory?
Most of the time, I just have to remember how the song goes. So let's go back into the JL questions. We're talking about freestyle and choreo, right? Okay, like for a lot of dancers, freestyle and choreography, they're two distinctively different skill sets, you know. But some teachers are saying that without one, you cannot be good at the other. Without being good at freestyle, you can't be, okay, like good, quote unquote, good at freestyle, you can't be good at choreo. Without having an understanding of choreo, you can't be good at freestyle. So they all like abang ade, you know. Do you agree or not, JL?
To me, I don't really differentiate that much, but I know it's different thing. But to me, it's all about dance. So that goes back to, why do you dance? To me, I don't agree that it's too distinct. Different skill sets, because you can't differentiate dance, because dance, it's all you do. So you can do freestyle, definitely you can do choreography. You can do choreography, you can, of course you can do freestyle. Even though you are not good at the other one, it's just a matter of time that you would discover it.
Follow-up question. Some people say like, if you keep on doing like freestyle, you lose a bit of like choreography skill. If you do a lot of choreography, you lose the freestyle skill. Do you agree with that?
I feel like it's about the mindset. So for example, right now you feel like you want to freestyle. Okay, lately you have been doing a lot of freestyle. You are in that freestyle mindset. You are used to don't know what's happening next and you want to discover more, explore more. So that is the stage of your life. So you should not deny it, but you should go with it. But if there is a time that you feel like, oh, you want to do choreography, and there will be an instant switch. Like you feel like, oh, I feel like doing choreography. So to me, you can't deny that part of you, you know, like you are doing freestyle a lot and you like freestyling and you just don't feel like doing choreography because it's two different approach. But just go with it, because that's stage of your life, you know, you get to know, oh, you can do with this freestyle, you can do a lot of things in this or freestyling things. And then you might find yourself doing the same thing when you are doing choreography, no matter if you are choreographing or doing other people's piece, you find that, oh, you have your way of doing it, or you can able to present how the teachers present to you. So I think it's just how you want to do it at that time. If you feel like, oh, at this moment, I want to do choreography. I mean, of course, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I used to worry like, oh, if I do too much of freestyle, I lose my choreography skills.
No, eventually you just grow in both ways.
True, yeah.
It's not a zero-sum game, right?
Yeah, so we talk about like freestyle and choreography. Now, I guess like I want to know, or maybe like the listeners maybe want to know, like what's the difference like between freestyle and cypher and battle, like all these terms? Maybe you can explain that a bit.
in my journey, I was taught that cyphers is about sharing among a group of yours. And freestyling can happen anywhere. And battle is about, at that moment, how much do you want it? Mm-hmm. Can you prove it to the judge or can you prove it to yourself? Even if you lost a battle, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, of course, at that moment, it means a lot. Like, oh, shit, I lost again. The thing is, you know, even you lose or you win, you will still keep going. So to me, it's about the community, I would say, like cypher, battle, motivation, a dance class. It's all just different sessions named by these different terms, doing different things with different intentions. This can mean a lot and means different to many people. Some things that, I want to win better to prove myself that I made it, or I want to enjoy that moment, or I want to take more classes to learn more. So it really depends and based on that person intention.
You mentioned like cypher and battle, like cypher with your friends and battle like with the community, right? Like you show what you got and all that. I just want to know, based on your perspective, like how has like this whole pandemic thing affected the cypher and battle situation? Because we're like isolated from people, right?
I think pandemic has affected a lot of different careers and industry and different communities. So of course, definitely it affects a lot. I was actually organizing an event with my team, the SSS community.
Yeah.
So it was slightly over a week of the MCO started last year. I was like, all our money inside. And then we can't do event.
Yo, so what happened to that?
We are still actually holding it. So,
okay.
So once everything's back to normal, I mean, like obviously it can't go back to normal, but once it's the right timing, we'll do it, like, definitely. But same goes to different careers and industry. I think it's just a matter of time that we can able to do that and make something out of it.
Okay, speaking of like battles, right? You've been like winning champion almost every year since 2015.
Okay. One thing about that is all small competitions.
No. Doesn't matter. Champion is still champion, huh?
Like a battle from the audition is like among like how many people even? It can be 30, 40 people and enter the competition. And then the top 16, and then the top 8, and then the top 6, 4. It's like so many freaking rounds. So like, give yourself a lot of credit for being champion. I guess my question is, what do you think contributed to you being a champion?
Wow. Actually, I'm still learning. Contributed to it is, you know, like when I dropped out my college and I started to freelance, that's the time where I actually being active in dancing, because every weekend I would just spend all my money into competitions. I think that contributed a lot, as in the people I met and the experience I have. You know, like the first event after I dropped college, or like along the way, there are times that I didn't even get into audition. You know, like I paid and then I just go for dance, and then it was just not even 1 minute dance that I can just, you know, look back and to see improvement. It's just only one video to see myself, or at that moment I know how I felt. But thing is, what contributed most to it is about the, I mean, champion to me at that moment is a big thing, but once it's over, then it's over. So to me, I don't really see it as a big thing, because we have to keep on moving on no matter what happens.
How did you continue on battling until you reach the top?
Same goes to how I see dance, because dance to me, it's everything. It leads me to an open world. Like, I get to know how they work and why do you have to think that way? Why do you have to prepare yourself? And all these things that in life you have to learn. Like, I got it all from dance. Dance experience, the people I met, the situation, the competition, the moment, how I felt, that leads me to thinking that it really doesn't matter if I lost or won a battle, but it matters that if I lost or I won this thing, am I still gonna be in love with this culture, this dance, this art, or this way of sharing my story, or like how I listen to other stories? So the thing is, what keeps me going, it's about that. I would say passion. And passion to me is a really big thing. So that keeps me going.
Which one has been the most memorable battle for you?
Okay, about this one. This one, it was on Ipoh, Perak. I forgot if it's Ipoh, but it's somewhere there. I'm sorry about that. I even forgot the event name, but I remember this event was in the bar. Hell yeah.
In a bar.
Before I went into audition, I was just literally having fun there. This one is the most memorable one because I get to drink all the time and I get to talk to people all the time. I get to dance with people all the time and I get to really battle the out of me. So this event was in a bar and it feels like legit a dance floor. It's not like a shopping mall dance floor.
Yeah, that makes
a huge difference, you know, in my opinion. Once hip hop, I was in like drinking and having fun with friends and doing dance. I get to get comfortable with people. I go to dance. No matter I got in or not, I still had fun. That's the best.
Which battle was this? Do you remember the name?
Feel the Beat, 2017 or 18. I guess 18.
Mm. He doesn't remember where it was. He's not sure of what the name of the event was. But one thing he's for sure about, he remembers the drinking.
There's a fun part, you know, you get to drink with friends and you get to dance, you get to share all the enjoyable moments with friends. It's not competition, you know? I mean, it's a battle, it's a competition, but it's more than just that because this event, it unites everyone who share the same passion into it. That's, I think if I were to do event, I would do exactly even better than that.
Yeah, more drinking.
I will make sure alcohol is there and make sure everyone has a party night.
Free flow.
But free flow cannot have no money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If your sponsors can,
Is the call out the one that you're planning, will it be like a battle or a cipher?
It, one word, it's gonna be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can't wait. I want to be in it. Okay. That was the best one, right? Do you have any like worse experience, like a bad experience?
Bad experience. Every event that is organized in a shopping mall. That feels so weird, you know, like dancing in a shopping mall. I mean, I understand. So respect to all organizers, no offense, but just the thing. Yeah, I don't like doing dance in shopping mall. It's like a zoo, you know, because it's not the community where we can all relate together. You know, like people shopping in the mall doesn't mean that they will like it. And of course, they don't have to like it. But, you know, like early years, it's going to be weird in shopping mall. But right now, I think more events is holding in bars and places like that. So I think the street dancing is doing really much better than earlier years. Yeah,
I hope that in the near future, there will be like battles or cyphers in buildings, not just bars, but like warehouses or like underground.
Garage. Oh yeah, one more thing. Gangster. The always delay event. I don't want to say a name, but then I once went for this event. It says that it will start at 10 a.m. Uh-huh. Ended up 3 p.m. only start. Huh? Ah, dude, all the fire gone already, you know. I hate delaying events. Really, I don't like.
Speaking about battles, what are battle events that we should look out for in Malaysia in the future?
Oh, my event, Call Night. There are quite a few remarkable ones. Like, I think a lot of dancers are doing like new ones, and of course, they are like years doing it. It would be good if there's a page like mentioning out all the events together. One of them is my event, Call Night, and of course, Boogie J, Jackson Boogie J. He's been doing The Moment, which is like really, really good. Good vibes, good people, good music, everything. It's a quality event. Of course, there are drinks.
That's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, and one. Yeah, one more person is WC. Earlier years, he's been doing a lot of battle events, breaking, hip hop, popping, locking. Oh yeah, one of it is the Judgment Day. That was so dope.
That was dope.
And look at all these like big events. It's good.
I hope they will have it next year.
Even if it's in a limited capacity, right? I hope they still continue to have it starting next year.
Wait, when's your call out night?
Once everything is lifted and then it's a good timing where the cases not rise so high, then we do it. But the priority is people's safety.
What is one advice you'd give for someone who would like to freestyle, who wants to start to freestyle, but doesn't feel very confident about it?
Go to JL's class.
Not confident, then I will need you to ask yourself that, why are you not confident? Why you don't feel confident? Maybe it's because you don't have much basic knowledge that you can do something about it, or maybe it's techniques, or maybe it's because of you don't know much thing about this culture thing or this community thing, or maybe you don't feel confident to showcase yourself in that moment. So to me, I feel like if you really want to start freestyle, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to freestyle? Or how are you going to make it happen? Like, why are you not feeling confident? Why are you feeling not comfortable? Is it because people looking at you or staring at you feel like, oh, they are judging me? So that goes to that question, that why do you feel uncomfortable when people are judging you or staring at you? Because that doesn't matter. Is it people's opinion matter than your own opinion towards yourself? Are you not being honest enough to yourself? So the thing is, as long as you know why you want to do this and really want it to happen and you know how and you are honest to yourself, then everything clicks together. Then you just start doing it. But of course, this requires like experiences. Maybe you have to take classes or maybe you have to go to cyphers or go to sessions. I've met a lot of people like they're starting fresh, but they are just brave enough to go for sessions, you know, to showcase themselves, even though they know that they are not good enough. But as I say, it's not about how good or how bad, but it's about how well you're willing to showcase or share a story or part of your life. And are you confident enough to do that?
Yeah.
And if it's not, why? Then you that have to go to ask yourself.
All right, JL, are you ready? Battling or judging?
I like battling, actually. You get to get down. Imagine you're just raising your hand. I mean, like maybe a few years' time, I'll be going for judging, but then it depends on opportunity and how well am I doing. But it really depends on how quality I am for that event.
Teaching or battling?
Teaching. One thing about teaching and battling is, you know, battling is about that moment, but teaching is you are passing down something, it's going to last forever. And, you know, I'll never know that if I'm going to meet someone that's going to be like me. And how am I going to meet that person? It's when I started to teach, you know, like even though this person might not be, this student might not be really as active as I am, but he knows why he want to do this. He know he loves to do this. So to me, that's more than enough. That is why I want to teach, you know, like passing down not just the knowledge, but you both are sharing the same passion. You've got things to talk to. Not only that, you know what to do with your friends, these students, you treat as friends. It's more than just a student. You get to build a relationship. Me and Diana.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that a lot. I don't want to get another 100 JLs out of the studio or the dancing or the classes, but I just want everyone able to present themselves. Okay. But one thing about that is I hate teaching too.
Yeah, you're always so stressed sometimes.
A lot of stress is because it's draining, energy draining. Because when I teach a class, I have to make sure I commit to everyone, but the class might be 10-20 person at the same time. I have to make sure that everyone's step out of this room today, gonna learn something new or enjoy a good time. So that probably, I hate about how tired I am, but then I'm enjoying that.
I can assure you how much tired you sometimes were. Like you always give out your 100%, and I always come out enjoying your class.
Thank you.
Which one do you prefer, Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Let's go. Three
Nike
strikes.
Too soft already. Walao, cannot dance one. The Nike Air Max, so high and so light. Wow, cannot dance with it. I like the heavy one, like solid, durable one.
Yeah.
Nike, I think to me, I feel like it's going to pecah anytime soon. No offense, but yes, it's very comfortable Nike compared to Adidas. I would prefer that for comfortable purpose, but then I would still prefer Adidas for dance. Adidas Gazelle.
Ooh. Have you danced in Converse before?
Converse cannot.
Why?
The structure and the shoes overall, I don't like. I don't prefer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hip hop or popping?
Walao eh. Hip hop.
Freestyle or choreography?
Freestyle.
Easy answer.
Okay. The same, but then I prefer that approach more. Yeah.
What's your go-to move or skill you always do when freestyling or battling? Like, is there one signature JL move?
I guess there is.
I can say one.
Let's see.
I think it's you always go down the floor and do the knee thing and the leg thing.
One, I like to go down. I get to get down.
Yeah.
And the other thing is hand thing.
Yeah, that's my second one.
That's two basically that defines JL.
You know, guys, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'll show you.
If you could pick anyone in the world, who would you like to battle with and why?
Myself, because I'm the best. No, I'm not just kidding. No, because to me, battling is about winning yourself to the next level, like seeing yourself, revealing yourself. Where are you right now? Where are you heading to? So to me, it's not about opponent. Of course, big respect to all dancers out there, opponent, but I want to win myself every time, every single time. I want to be better at myself again and again and again. And that's my answer. Yeah.
It's like, you know, going through life, like the only one that you have to like keep challenging is like yourself. You only have to focus on one upping yourself rather than challenging other people. What's one thing that freestyling has taught you?
Learning about myself, being honest to
being
myself.
Being honest to yeah. others or being honest to yourself?
To myself, definitely not others. But of course, I'm a very direct speaking person. So whatever I feel, if it's appropriate, of course, I'll be honest because I don't want to lie to myself or lie towards that person because it's unfair for that person if I wasn't honest to him or her. Yeah. Especially my loved ones, I will always be honest because I love myself too. Yeah.
Before we end our podcast, can you just let people know where they can find you online and where they can take freestyle classes from you?
For more information, you may go to www.mustangdanceacademy.com. And also you can search on my IG, Instagram, JUNLUNG, Junliang, _. Yeah, you see a lot different sides of me. Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Do you have any last words for your listeners?
Yeah, I appreciate this session and big thanks to the team for making it happen. And it's a big thing for me, a lot more than winning medals and stuff like that, because it's about the moment that I get to share to people, no matter it's huge or less, it's about that sharing moment.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my thoughts and my experiences. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Alright, we hope that you enjoyed this episode with JL and learned a thing or two about freestyling. What I personally took away from this is that freestyling, or just dance in general, is all about telling your story and being honest with yourself. Thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Stay healthy and keep dancing!